Let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard dry land. Liquid spirit.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment.
Slowly,
slowly. You fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos.
This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And today is our last show of the semester.
What a shame.
Very sad. Is my mic on at all?
It definitely is.
Why can't
are you
I
mic
hear
number
myself?
Four?
I just want to hear my little voice.
Should I try turning the other mics on? I can do that, but...
I don't know. Is this mic 4?
That's what it says on the mic.
Well, I hope everyone can... Can you hear me? Like,
I can,
mic'd?
I never listen on the headphones. Okay, talk now.
Okay. Yeah, like, it's... Is it?
I think I can hear you.
Let's ask Jack.
Listeners, can you hear? Mona is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Live input. It's great to have it. It's great to have it. I can hear...
See.
Wait, Noah. Oh, dear. Okay. Take it away, Mona.
Wait, can she hear her?
Don't do anything.
Okay, well, let's see. While Jack evaluates whether he can hear me or not, today is our last show of the semester.
That it is.
Which is very sad, but, you know, also kind of nice that the semester's coming to a close, not going to lie. You know? It's a bittersweet feeling.
It is. It's definitely, I'm excited to be home for break.
Mm-hmm.
It's miraculous that this semester has somehow, we've done it all. It does not
feel
like that.
Well, also, have we done it all? I still have like 50% of my grade.
That is true. That is true. There is so much work to do in the next 5 days.
Yeah, really upsetting.
Whew.
But other than that...
other than the stress that is, like, a burden on every single tough student at this time.
Probably many other colleges, too. I mean, it is just, like, generally final season.
That's true. I wonder if...
Right?
If there was a graph of, like, global stress, I wonder if college finals all happening at around this time would be enough to bump it up a little.
That's such a good question.
If it was statistically significant.
Interesting.
Who knows? Probably the holidays also everybody's stressed for. It's the best time of the year. It's also the worst time of the year.
Yeah, it's really extra. I mean, my family only does gifts for children. Like, even my brother and I at this point are starting to... like, it's mostly my cousins that we... like. So, in that sense, it's not very stressful. But for the people who get a gift for every single person in their life...
so much work.
Yeah, that's so many people.
My mom used to just, like, buy gifts and then be like, okay, which one do you want to give to this sibling? And I was like, that was the way to do it.
That's perfect.
Let's be real. I do not have that. I'm so bad at gift giving.
Yeah, but, like, me and my brother and Abe never gave gifts to each other. It was literally just,
really?
Like, my family isn't religious. So it was just, like...
I mean, that's smart.
You know? Yeah, yours... oh, yeah, yours isn't. But, not like, it was just an excuse to, like...
yeah.
You know, hang out.
Yeah.
Have some wrapped items.
Well,
my grandparents would sometimes get my parents' gift, and my parents would be like, it's just for the kids, and they'd be like, but you're our kid.
Now that we've placed ourselves in the year, come to the topic upon us, which is music and memory and the intersection thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think people are always talking about the way that our senses and our memory interact. I mean, which makes sense, because how else are you going to, like, have memories?
Mm-hmm.
They're very sensory experiences, typically. But I always hear, like, smells are the fastest way to go back to a moment. But I think music is truly an unsung hero in the world of memory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the reason pop music survives despite it being kind of bad is that it's associated with a time and a memory and, like, different memories.
Yeah. Or even just, like, so the song that we just played, Despacito, you said for you it wasn't a specific moment or, like, a specific experience. It was just, like, it was the song that accompanied sort of your junior year and all of these moments, and, like, you can almost take eras of your life or, like, times of your life that span a decent range, but for some reason this song is just sort of pervasive in a good way, but you will forever associate that song with that moment. I mean, do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I also feel like that's how I feel about something like Despacito, and also with, like, this is, like, more than just a specific song, but the entire 2010s beat, you know, that, like, dun, 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 dun. I mean, that is a specific song.
Uh-huh.
But that whole, like, sound, even if it's a song I've never heard before, if it has that, like, kind of, like, not 2010s, you know, like, that, like, 2008 to 2012. Like,
yeah.
Very kind of, like, literally 2010 itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that vibe takes me back to, like, you know, elementary school, etc. And
even though you weren't really in elementary school, and maybe you were in, like, middle school.
I was in, like, late elementary school.
Okay.
And, like, middle school. But, okay, but the other thing I was going to say, which we were going to get to, is, like, how for some songs, no matter how many times you hear it, it has the same association.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something like Despacito, I feel like that is the association, whereas other songs, the associations change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, well, I'm going to play an example of that later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also interesting when one song holds very different associations.
Yeah.
What are songs you can't listen to?
Songs I can't listen to?
You don't have to name them, but, like, do you have those songs that are, like, too painful?
It's not that it's too painful. Shut Up and Dance With Me is one of those songs. I really used to enjoy it a lot. And I think I proclaimed that it was, like, the song of my first girlfriend and I.
Mm.
And so now, every time I listen to it, I'm just like, this is awkward.
Mm.
So I listen to it a lot less now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song, though. I think objectively.
I also get sad when there are songs that, like, I really thought were so cool and new and fresh, and then they become supremely overplayed. Like, when Radioactive by Imagine Dragons came out, I was like, this song is the shoot. This song is so cool. I'm so cool for listening to the song. And then it became so overplayed, and it got to the point where I couldn't, and I was like, I used to think the song was so cool.
My boyfriend is telling me he hates Shut Up and Dance With Me so much, and that I should never play it in his presence. Maybe he should.
Why does he hate
it? Maybe he should call in, and we can have a...
You forget we don't know how to pick up the phone.
Okay, on the next music, maybe, Jack,
we'll
if you want to call in, and we'll see if I can set it up right. I think that'd be fun.
I have one song that I have not sought out ever since a certain era, but every time it is one of those songs that just happens. It plays on, like, the soft pop channels. You know, do you know the Boston radio channels at all?
Yes, Mona. I'm supremely familiar with them.
Definitely not. But it shows up once every few months. And then when it's on, I can't change it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to sit through the pain. And sometimes I'm like, should I desensitize myself to the song and just listen to it a lot? But then I'm like, no.
No.
I have to hold it. You see, I don't know. Like, some songs I wonder if... Like, some songs I feel like by not listening to them, they keep the memory more, right? Because it's like, it's such a specific thing. Whereas if you hear it more and more, it kind of becomes diluted.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, for something like Despacito, I heard it more and more, but all in very, like, specific contexts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Noah. Talk about your song. Talk about
Shut Up and Dance. Oh, yeah, I'd love to talk about Fernando. So this is actually a very specific moment as opposed to sort of a general era of my life. After my senior prom in high school, my boyfriend and I ditched a little bit early because the DJ sucked. The DJs were always bad, and it was held in, like, the Modern Maturity Center. It was one of those. And the, like, administrators stood on, like, a thing at the front and were watching people, and they would yell at you if things got too rowdy.
Oof.
It was a public high school prom. But we left a little early, and we went to a beach that was like 15 minutes away, just sort of like a small little, like, not a private beach, but big boardwalk.
And I don't live 15 minutes
in
away.
In Delaware, you're never more than 10 miles from the beach, pretty much. But a lot of the beaches are, like, not great.
Fair.
But this one was bad. And we danced on the beach to some ABBA. And Fernando was one of the songs I played. And I think I will always, like, remember that moment.
Mm.
And that song, like, takes me to that moment. And, like, symbolizes that moment, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I had to pretend I hadn't heard that story 7 different times on this show. If we have any loyal listeners, you're like, haven't we heard this one? But I like it every time. It's a good story.
I'm glad.
But yeah, ABBA, I think, is one of the biggest, like, I thought my parents both really liked ABBA. Turns out my mom really likes ABBA, and my dad doesn't mind ABBA. But we always listen to the CDs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those, like, songs your parents play in the car kind of, you know, artists. But then I became a Mamma Mia fan. And Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, you know. So then I became associated with those movies and stuff. And now something that I think is so whack is that I've noticed that at the few frat parties I've been to, there has been a huge resurgence in Dancing Queen. And, you know, you'll be at this, like, very basic frat party. They'll play all the basic, like, trashy pop songs that you'd expect to hear at a frat. And then Dancing Queen comes on. And it's been so jarring for me, because it's just not the association I have with Dancing Queen.
That really does not feel surprising to me.
But, like,
it feels, it does feel jarring going from, like, I don't know, like, Dynamite or, like, I don't know, some other, I'm trying to think, you're like, TikTok.
No, it's more like it'll be, like,
I guess I don't know the modern trashy the,
like,
dance songs.
The, like, you know, what's that song? Astro World or whatever? Or the other one? The, I got Uncle.
Yeah.
And all those ones. Like,
and it's just suddenly
Queen.
Dancing Queen. It's definitely a completely different aesthetic.
It's such a different aesthetic, and because I associate it with, like, my parents and, like, their generation, it's so, like, weird. My dad also, I remember, was once so confused. I was humming. I was, like, a kid. I was humming Don't Stop Believing by mm-hmm. Journey.
Oh.
He was like, how do you know that song? And, you know, that song is always played every, like, I was like, my camp did it for a lip sync thing, and then it was on Glee, and mm-hmm. then, you know, like, everyone knows it.
Yeah, everybody,
he was so
there's
surprised.
Not a single
like,
soul who doesn't know Don't Stop
Believing.
He
didn't know that it was so universal. He was like, mm-hmm. isn't that an old song? Isn't that
yeah, technically.
So, yeah.
In my defense, my music taste, the reason why they are all middle school and high school songs is because I went to a throwback party where they played all of the old party songs, which is why I think that Kesha and Tayo Cruz are the epitome of party music.
When is this throwback party? I want to go.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was it was one of the teams. It was some sports party that I somehow wound up going to.
Oh, incredible.
It was my like second party of the semester.
Oh, perfect.
Or maybe my third.
But those songs still, yeah, TikTok and Dynamite, those are still, I feel like, present.
Present, but not super relevant.
Yeah. There's like, they're throwback songs.
Throwback songs.
Or is Dancing Queen, none of us were there to throw it back to. Like, it's just so, it's so interesting.
It's very strange.
So strange. Oh, there was another
one. I feel like ABBA doesn't deserve to be, like, frat parties don't deserve
yeah,
ABBA.
They definitely don't.
Even if it's Dancing Queen, which is the most mainstream ABBA mm-hmm. song.
Mm-hmm. Wait, oh my gosh, no, what was I gonna say about? You said something that triggered something in me.
Well, while you think about that, it's not quite 7:30, but it's never too late to donate. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. Are they really having people use a Google form? I mean, I know they're telling the Google form then takes them to the Tufts Giving page. It just seems like an interesting way to be collecting data.
Yeah, I can't say I paid attention to anything you said. So now I have to read it and see what you're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems unnecessarily complicated.
I agree. Which is not what you want to do when you're asking people to give you money.
Yeah.
But do it, because WMFO can use your money to
keep
broadcasting and keep it freeform. Yeah.
Keep it freeform.
Did you remember what you were thinking about? Or
it's gone forever.
A memory lost to the wind. I'm sure if I played a song,
yeah,
it could come back. But I don't know the song.
Well, I feel like movies also really play with that. Oh my gosh. I know what we should play.
Mona is on the case.
Because I feel like movies
mm-hmm.
rely on, not all of them, but some of them rely on musical motifs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if there's like a...
Movies without music are... Especially a movie that like has a lot of music. If you listen to it, if you watch it without the like musical scoring, they feel so empty and so much less powerful.
Okay, I think I found what I'm thinking of. This is the theme from the motion picture Up.
Oh, okay.
Can I just play it?
Go for it. Oh, I should probably turn the aux on.
Okay, I'm upset. I'm upset. That was not the correct... That was not the actual, like, thing from the movie. That was Gian Paolo, or whatever his name was. It was a pianist's rendition. And it was very beautiful, but I was ready for the strings to come in and for it to be the actual one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad, Noah. I feel like it didn't have the same effect.
It's tricky because the song itself naturally makes you sad, and then compounded with the disappointment of yeah, it's tough.
Okay, let's talk about like, do you remix, like, is there a song that the remix or something, and then when you hear the original you're like, it's a totally different vibe?
Taylor Swift's Lover, which now has, there are three remixed versions of,
but they're not... The one you played last week wasn't even a remix. It just had Shawn Mendes.
I mean, it's the Shawn Mendes remix.
No, I'm talking about like a remix.
There's also the First Dance remix, which is like sort of legitimately different than the original song. And musically.
Mm. Have we talked about the I Took a Pill in Ibiza remix on the show?
I think we have.
We must, once. Right?
I feel like we've also played Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes. The remix is, like, quite different from the original.
Yeah. But I Took a Pill in Ibiza is, like, the wildest one because...
It's so sad, and it becomes a party song. Yeah.
And it's a shame because it's a really good remix. But I'm like, wow. You really did this. I feel like, we're not doing our due diligence if we don't talk about holiday music. Because that's very specific.
But it's, like, designed to be specific. I feel like it's the easy way out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any that actually have an association to me. There's a few I sang. So those, you know.
I think I saw a Vox video that was like, why do all these Christmas sounds like sound like Christmas songs? And it's like because of a specific chord progression that exists.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was because of these little jingle bells.
I think the jingle bells helped too. But
well,
I think
Taylor Swift's new Christmas song, I have to say I was a little disappointed.
I have not actually listened to it yet.
We should listen to it. I want to play more music today.
That's fair.
You know? Let's see if we can manufacture music being a memory. You know?
Wow.
Like, if we focus really hard on, like, let's remember this moment.
Oh, why? I hate that.
Tell me why you hate that.
Because it feels insincere and not... It feels not genuine.
I know, but, like, isn't that interesting?
I lost the game. Have you ever played the game where if you think about the game, you lose the game?
I thought it was if you say...
Well, if you think about it, you have to say it.
Yeah.
Because then all the people around you lose the game also. That's what happens. When you try to force memories to happen, they just become... It's like a brain parasite. And it just, like, pollutes your memories.
But I think sometimes, once I was really tired. This was last year. And I was going to go to bed, but it was the first snow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, should I go to bed? Should I go sledding? And then I was like, well, if I'm tired tomorrow, I'll never remember that.
Yeah.
But I'll remember going sledding forever.
I think I might have been present or
you were, you were.
Yeah.
And we probably also talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like there, sometimes you can be intentional with, like, less explicitly, like, we're going to remember this, but like.
Mm-hmm. Do things for the memories.
Kind of.
But like, that's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's like, do things for the memories because in the present they'll be more enjoyable.
Mm.
It's kind of like ignore the consequences of things.
Okay, but the other thing is, oh my gosh, sometimes like I've done something really fun and then I've been like, I should write this down.
Mm.
But then I'm like, it's gonna ruin the memory. Like, what the vivid experience I'm remembering right now could never be expressed in writing. It would ruin it. So then I don't write it down and then I forget it.
Maybe you need to create, like, playlists and musical memories that can reinvigorate without making it... It can't be tacky, though. That's the hard part, is you have to find something that's, like, genuinely captures the spirit and the emotion and the excitement without corrupting it or making it insincere.
But that's so hard.
Maybe some things we should just forget, even if they're really pleasant.
On that note, this is Taylor Swift's new Christmas song.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else. Just like magic. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of high. Just being heart is a Christmas tree farm. There's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold in the town. Kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon. Mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow, and telling me I love you. Just being in your arms takes me back to that little farm where every wish comes true, baby, yeah. And when I'm feeling alone, you remind me of home. Oh, baby, baby, Merry Christmas. And when the world isn't fair, I pretend that we're there. Oh, baby, baby, Merry Christmas to you. Under the mistletoe,
to you,
watching the fire glow.
Noah and I are disappointed.
Okay. That's how I feel.
You know? Yeah, we're like, wow. And I feel bad because she does seem genuinely happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the happiness doesn't seem fake.
Yeah.
But everything else around does. Say you're a robot theory.
Yeah, it really sounds like a robot AI was tasked with making a Christmas song. And there's like, what are all of the elements of a Christmas song that I can include? And it's like the sleigh bells, and then like the cheeriness, mm-hmm. and then this the mistletoe, which, let me say, I never once have actually, like,
I've never even seen it.
You know what? There actually is, I think it's mistletoe. I could be wrong. People call it mistletoe. It's like a parasitic plant that grows in the trees, and like, it's not good.
What?
Like, farmers have to, and like, you have to, like, cut it down. Otherwise, it'll choke the tree and kill it. So, actually, I think I have seen mistletoe, but I have negative... I've never seen, like, a little piece of mistletoe and been like, oh, I need to kiss someone. That's only in movies.
Yeah.
I feel like Christmas is very conspiratorial. It's so manufactured. And I feel like Christmas songs, in my post-capitalist mood... like, they're all just hollow and empty and built so that you feel good in a time when you're really just anxious and stressed.
Okay, my thing with Christmas... sorry, I was just looking up this girl's Christmas album that I want to listen to. I'm going to save it. the Kacey Musgraves Christmas show. I'm very curious to see what it is. So... I feel like I am very defensive about Christmas because people are like, you know, oh my God, do you celebrate Christmas? Yes, fool. Let me celebrate this capitalist thing with everyone else. You know what I mean?
No.
No? Okay, people assume my family doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get annoyed because I feel like then they're like, well, you don't really celebrate Christmas. And I'm like, who really celebrates Christmas? It wasn't even when Jesus was born. Sorry to put that out on the air. I hope I never run for office because half of America would be mad at me. But I mean, it's not, right? It's not when he was born.
I have no idea.
Did you not learn this?
Probably not.
In my woke liberal public school, my AP World History teacher did a whole lesson on how Christmas was a pagan holiday.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So it was a pagan holiday that was kind of co-opted so that people would celebrate it. But it was literally, like, Jesus, as far as they know, was born sometime in the spring, I think.
Everything's a lot.
Yeah. So I'm like, is my celebration of Christmas really less legitimate than yours?
I mean, than mine specifically?
No. Than, like, the hypothetical than the yours. Public? Than the public's?
I mean, there are some people who, like, do some religious stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. I don't really vibe with that. Who knows? It's just so strange.
It is very strange. It's a very strange time of year.
I just wish people would, like, be nice and relax.
It's a tall order. What are your New Year's opinions?
New Year's opinions? I, like, enjoy the idea of, like, splitting time up. I do enjoy that. I think it helps me to, like, be like, oh, let's reflect on all the things I did this year. Because I'm like, oh, it gives me a moment to, like, remember what I actually did. Because I truly could not tell you what I was doing this January. I guess I was starting up spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do freshman spring? Mona, I cannot remember. I highly associate that with the Prio. I can see us at the high school or middle school or elementary school
outside.
At the garden, but yeah, the one where we did the gardening, but we're at the front and they have a very nice, like, play area.
That's funny because my Shake and Pop is one of those songs that has very mixed associations for me. It's like Prio, and then it's like every party I've introduced it to, which is a lot of different social setting.
Including the party that was specifically themed of Shake and Pop.
Yeah. I feel like, oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about the decade, but now it's over. Peace out.
I was having this conversation. Technically, the decade isn't over until the end of 2020.
Really?
Well, because time goes from 1 to 10, and then like 11 to 20, because there was no year zero. Also, time is made up, but also, like, there's not a year zero.
So the decade would be 2011 to 2020?
Yeah, but nobody classifies it or remembers it like that, which I think is valid, because that's too much. But you would say it's like 2000 to 2009, I guess. Or like 20... Would you say it's 2010 to 2019? Oh, that's kind of weird.
It is a little weird. It is a little weird.
2010 just doesn't feel important in the scheme of things. It's when I turned 10.
What years were?
Double digits. Wow.
I mean,
isn't that strange?
We have, like, a big year that was, like, important.
Yeah, 2016 was important. Because of politics and...
other stuff, too, though. Wasn't there all this other stuff?
I feel like it's when, like, a lot of the mass shootings and stuff started happening. It's when everyone was like, it's when everybody looked around and was like, wow, the world's a mess.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, 2012 was when the world was supposed to end.
Yes. But that was cheesy.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Who thought the world was really going to end?
Not me.
No kids who were future STEM majors. I'll say that, Mona.
Attacked, but I didn't think it was gonna end, so it's on you. What's like your song of the decade?
Song
and not
of the
according
decade.
To Spotify.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I didn't really
song
use Spotify enough to, I think, have a song of the decade. It's tricky. I feel like I abuse music. I listen to one song 50 times in a week, and then I, like, just move on. It's a terrible relationship.
Ooh.
So, like, I feel like I struggle to form these, like, long-term commitments to any songs.
Okay.
Also, like, when I was 10 years old, that's the baseline. From when I was 10 years old to now, what song sums up that experience?
Dynamite.
I guess.
Dynamite or Fireworks? But again, those are both like very 2010. Like, I don't think they.
Yeah, that's just
now.
Like it was a song I listened to as a kid.
A song. Oh, we already talked about this last week. The song that's going to be used.
Fun. We are young.
But what's that?
But even now, you don't really hear that much these days.
Is there any song? Wait, this is such a good.
Like
question.
Music, just like time is made up, so music doesn't
well,
just work
there's
like
music
this.
That's been played, you know, regularly from 2010 to now, but it was from before.
Mm-hmm.
But the only songs I can think of that like it's not unusual to hear on the radio now, like people still play freaking like Firework or Dynamite. Mm-hmm.
Really?
But like as throwbacks now.
I feel like I don't really hear those, but I also don't go out, so. Could just be that.
I'm also talking about the radio, which is a dying form. But I like it.
I think college students just don't really have. We're not in the car. When I'm in a car, I listen to the radio.
Yeah. No, but now when people are in the car, they listen to their aux.
Oh.
Which is sad. I listen to the radio.
I listen to the radio.
And I like the radio.
I listen to a lot of classical music on the radio, but that's just me.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't think of a song that feels like it was relevant in 2010 and is relevant now. I mean, honestly, like, something like All I Want for Christmas Is You feels relevant every year.
But that's, like, only during... If we were in the middle of June, you wouldn't be saying that.
Fair. Dang it.
Maybe Don't Stop Believing, you know? Like,
yeah.
But that's just, like...
Or Dancing Queen.
Yeah. But I don't have attachments... to this time period. I just have, like, all my life, that song has been a song.
This is hard.
Like, I want to say, like, Apple like, Bottom Jeans, maybe, but that's also nowadays a throwback song.
Oh, shoot.
It's so hard.
I thought I was supposed to be somewhere at 8.
Oh, dear Mona.
Oh, wait. OMG. You forgot.
I know, this is really hard. Music just... This is my thing. Music just doesn't work like this. You can't just put it in these boxes because time is a construct and music is also constructed, and it is so difficult to have something that was relevant 10 years ago still be relevant now. I feel like with a movie, are there any movies that like are relevant?
I feel like that's for each person. And again, holiday movies, but...
Ugh. The B movie.
Songs.
I think the B movie was relevant in 2010 and still relevant.
Is it
Shrek?
Still relevant? Shrek, yes.
To our generation, I think Shrek is.
Songs of the decade. Ooh, interesting.
What's the conclusion?
One Dance by Drake came up. Which one is that?
Obviously not a very good song of the decade.
Here's the artist who had the number one song of the decade on Spotify.
Dun, dun,
blah, blah,
dun, dun,
blah,
dun,
blah,
dun,
blah, 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 blah.
We love articles
blah,
that
blah, blah,
are
blah, blah.
Not useful in telling
most the most streamed artists. Post Malone. 6.5 billion streams. Is that... Wow. That's really terrifying. Okay, the top song of the year I agree with. What do you think it is?
Of this... Of 2019?
Of 2019. It was very big over the summer. Everyone was like, we shouldn't like the song, and yet we did.
Was it something with Justin Timberlake?
No.
What was it?
Señorita.
Oh, that was like the most watched YouTube video, I think, also.
I'm surprised it wasn't Old Town Road. Old Town Road was apparently number 5.
Was it died too fast?
Wait. Most... Oh, no. I see. Okay. Sorry. It wasn't for the decade. Post Malone was for 2019.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's a little better. I was like...
The
what?
Decade?
Well, why doesn't it say...
The decade?
Doesn't say that it lied.
So the article about the best, most played song of the decade was only about this year.
Yeah.
So, pretty sad. Pretty disappointing.
Rolling in the Deep came up.
Okay. I guess. I've heard people playing Adele recently.
Okay, Time Magazine, the 10 best songs of the decade. Do we trust Time Magazine?
I feel like you gotta trust
okay,
somebody.
It says Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Robin, Dancing on My Own.
Okay.
Sky Ferreira, Everything is Embarrassing. Have you ever heard of that?
I know Sky Ferreira. I don't know that song.
Luke James, I Want You.
Taylor
Swift, All Too Well.
Taylor Swift was named artist of the decade.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I think is very logical, because I guess in that case, but like no Taylor Swift song.
The songs are so interesting.
Sticks out to me as being like, maybe Shake It Off, but that feels like 2016, off, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Or around that time. It's too hard. It's too difficult. Maybe when we're 60 and 70 years old, mm-hmm. we'll be able to be like, oh yes, this was the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm considering 10 years is half of our lives. Right?
Yeah.
So like, well,
That's
it's too
so
much.
True.
It's too overwhelming to face that.
I didn't think of it that way. Half of our lives. Wow. We're still such babies.
We are still such babies. But
okay, I forgot I was supposed to leave early. So can we? Should we play our last song soon?
Well, what you're gonna? Oh, okay.
Wait. Oh, not that song.
Not that song.
I really want to play Senorita.
Oh, I really want to play Dancing on My Own. We can play Senorita. No, Senorita. I vibe to Senorita.
Okay.
Oh, let me turn on the aux.
This is Senorita.
Well, that is the song of 2019, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
show
of
2019. Wow.
Yeah, we had a great semester, kind of.
Do you have an episode that's the, like, episode of 2019? Any favorites?
Definitely the time that...
Any moments?
Definitely the time that the first time I rapped
mm-hmm.
on that show.
Mm-hmm.
The Lounge with Danny and Evan. I don't know if they're here tonight.
I haven't seen anybody.
I haven't seen them. But, of course, I remember the name of their show and they're not here. That was definitely a moment.
A moment in time.
A moment. How about you?
Whenever people ask me, oh, what's your radio show about? The example I always use is modern art and traditions.
That was a good one.
I think those were two hits. I think we should cover, I guess we did Selling Out. I want to cover, we were like, we need to just discuss class and like things that make you classy.
Ooh.
But also things that are like not very classy.
Like,
what?
Like class as in like classy? Like,
yeah, like classy class.
Not like class.
No. Remember, we had the idea of like being like, oh, we have all these things that are like bad taste. And it's like, these are good things though. And things that are like good taste, but it's like, people should not like this. Mona and Noah have hot takes for an hour on WMFO.
Yeah.
Coming
that's what's going to
next semester.
2020.
Yeah, that's
our,
a 2020 episode.
Our 2020 goal is to just go off.
Yeah, go
give
off.
Give all the hot takes. Our show is going to be called Hot Takes. No, it's always going to be
MNSTW.
And speaking of that, this is Mona and Noah Save the World. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform, Radio.
Mona, you will always be remembered for your iconic enunciation and rhythm. I feel like you definitely have, it's not one specific way of speaking in rhythm, but every so often you do things like that, and it's like, that's such a moment thing.
Thank you, I think?
Yes.
Maybe? Okay.
I hope it's a compliment.
I hope it's a compliment. What can I say? The comedy chose me. Okay, listeners, I have to peace out. Noah can play another song if he so chooses.
It'll probably be Troye Sivan. It's always
good.
A Troye Sivan song.
But I guess we'll be back in 2020.
Yes, we will.
Crazy.
It's been a great year, great semester,
yeah, great decade.
Great decade.
Great half of our lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here's to many, many more.
Yeah. Bye.
This is Troye Sivan's My, My, My.
Slow, no, go fast. You like it just as much as me.